Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to another installment of Triple Chalice Tarot, The Elementary of Tarot. Tonight we're going to be delving even further into the sword suite of the tarot. I'm joined by my two co-hosts, Aluna Odette.
Hello.
And Taruk Vishal.
Good evening.
Now, last week, we delved into, I believe it was the Ace of the Four. So tonight, we're starting with the Five of Swords. This is the card of the sword suite that I am never happy to get. This is probably one of my least favorite cards. And it has to deal with betrayal, with removing yourself from a bad situation, with really taking a lot of negativity onto your spirit. In my deck, the Revelations Tarot, it's usually portrayed with a samurai committing harikari, which is suicide, ritualistic suicide. So it's all about letting that negativity affect you, letting it get to you, and removing yourself from the situation. Aluna, what have you experienced with this card?
I'm going to share my same perspective as yours. This card is not really good when it comes up because this is talking about oftentimes subterfuge, okay, or using manipulation and cold heart tactics. Remember that the sword deals with logic and critical action, affirmation, and power. So that power can be misused, and a lot of times people can often misuse them. So in the depiction of the card, we have a man who has three swords in his possession, and he's in a duel against two different individuals, but they only have one sword. So it's an almost unfair playing field for the other two combatants, and yet there's a smile of maliciousness and a smile of real, how do you say, he just looks very scheming, as if he knew all along this was his goal, you know, to take advantage of the situation and to win at all costs. So that's what I see with this card, yeah.
For sure. Taruk, what have you experienced in the past when this has come up in a spread for you?
Well, like you two said, this is a card about defeat. It's a card about failure. It's a card about loss of privileges, dishonor, infamy, and exile. It is a card of slayage, of being slayed. I don't want to say the word murdered, but it's kind of like an intellectual murder. You have been laid out, been defeated, you lost, you know. So, yeah, this card is not a good card whatsoever. But when you look at it also, you could also be the person who defeated your opponent, you know. So it could definitely take either side. You could be the one that was slayed, or you could have been the slayer, the one that defeated, you know. So it depends which aspect in a reading, you know.
Uh-huh. And what negative associations would you have with the card?
Me? Taruk?
With the Five of Swords, what are the negative aspects of it?
Well,
the
if you're speaking in reference... if you're speaking in reference to the reversal of the card, then I would say, because this card often talks about a challenge going on. So with the five in numerology, it goes after the four, which stimulates balance and harmony. So the five is like that extra one. So there's mostly depicted as chaos. And honestly, in all the suits, you know, the five is probably not the best looking card. So in a reversal of the five of swords, I would say maybe that there is a more fairness that's approached when it deals in competition. Maybe this card in a reversal is saying, well, you know, everyone's going to play fair in this challenge, in this sort of contribution. A lot of times it could be with projects or people working together, yet at the same time, in the upright position, everyone is trying to butt the other person out of the loop or take advantage or find out dirt on this person to get them removed. But it being in reversal, maybe everyone's actually going to play fair and do what they're supposed to see the objective taken care of. What about you, Taruk?
Well, what I see with this, with the reversal of the Five of Swords, is basically you have been defeated. You have been slayed. So what do you do next? What is the next move, okay? You have been stabbed. You have been lied to. You have been cheated on. You know, the worst of the worst has happened to you, but what is the next step? So this is a card in the reversal that I'm seeing as you taking the next step. Is there any negotiation that can be done? Is there a way to resolve this issue? Is there a way for you to just kind of lick your wounds and get over it and move on? So to me, the Five of Swords reverse is the next step after your defeat, after you have been crucified and killed, okay? It's time to reevaluate the situation, figure out what you can do to move forward in the next step in your life and not dwell on this, because you can dwell on this defeat and let it take over you mentally, and this can cause a lot of harm with you and in your relationship. So in reverse, I see this as moving forward in your life and reevaluating what happened.
Definitely. I think we're okay to move on to the six. Does anybody want to close up with anything with the five, or can we move on?
No, that's fine. That's perfect.
Okay. Well, the Six of Swords has to do with travel. It has to do with licking your wounds, with seeking refuge somewhere. It's often portrayed as a figure in a boat crossing a lake or some body of water, and the sword standing upright in the boat, and the gentleman or whomever it is using a stick to move forward. And this indicates a very slow pace, a very slow recovery, a very almost quiet exit, that you don't want to be seen. You don't want people to know your whereabouts of where it is that you're going. Oftentimes, I've gotten this card in relation to abuse, to somebody leaving an abusive relationship or leaving a bad home situation, running away, etc. This is always a card about being careful about who you tell your whereabouts to. I'm going to start with Taruk now. What is your experience with this card?
Well, going off of the fist, the Five of Swords, I mean, this is a card about moving forward. This is a card about continuation in your life, about leaving problems that you have had and starting anew. This is a new journey, a new path in your life where you set aside the negativity and you create a new path within yourself to find new resolve, okay? That's what I'm seeing with this. This is the card about even moving to another place, leaving behind. Maybe you had a negative situation in your home or in the city, and you just want to leave and go somewhere else and start brand new. So this is definitely a card about experimentation with new things and traveling and moving to other places also. So that's what I'm seeing with this card.
For sure. And what about you, Elena?
In the upright position, I'm definitely agreeing with both of what you guys said. This is oftentimes represented, though, as a regrettable but necessary transition. So in the depiction, the travelers or the one who's traveling seems even so much distraught in her own situation that she needs someone else to take the lead in traveling, of navigating the boat and taking her to calmer waters. What's also interesting to note is in the depiction of this card, at least on the right, in the Rider-Waite depiction, what the waters that she's leaving are turbulent. They're depicted as being sort of rapid and almost washy and wavy, yet the water in which she's treading and transitioning to is more calm, more placid. So it does hint at getting away from, you know, a challenging obstacle or a challenging situation, one that was, because there's water influences here, emotionally straining as well. It's troubling water, so she's moving from that. And at the guide of someone else, too. So someone, she's placed her trust in someone, maybe a stranger, maybe her higher self, maybe her trust in the universe itself to navigate her through the troubling time, because right now she needs to focus on regret. And that is what I see.
And what do you see in the reverse of the card?
In the reversal, I would say that you are pretty much trapped in this negative situation. So there are no routes out. There's no sort of window that you can clearly see. I'm kind of, if I saw this in a reversal and it was delving into a relationship, I almost would say that a person is in an abusive relationship and their options of leaving have been cut or severed. They've been blocked in and they can't leave. And it doesn't necessarily mean domestic abuse, but it could just be substance abuse. It could be you're in a financial strait that, you know, you're paying so much money on something that there's no way out of it. You're kind of like confined to this situation. But there's no real passage out of it at this time is what I'm seeing in reversal.
That was beautiful. Can we move on to the Seven of Swords, or Tarouk, do you want to delve any more into the relationship?
I could just say a little bit. Well, the Six of Swords reverse definitely has to do with you attempting to move forward, wanting to move forward, but there are things that are holding you back. You are still looking back, and you are having a very hard time letting go of the past, letting go of people in your past who may have harmed you or have done things to you, and they're not allowing you to move forward. So it definitely, it kind of goes with what Aluna was saying.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So moving on to the Seven of Swords, usually it's depicted, at least in the Rider-Waite Tarot, as a gentleman carrying several swords in his arms and seeing the last two as he's like exiting an enemy camp. In my deck, the Revelations Tarot, it's depicted as an acrobat being very sneaky and trying to sneak off with several swords. So this is, I take this card to be about subterfuge, about retaliation, revenge, seeing that there were acts left undone, that there was blame left to place, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So this is definitely a card where I would say that it's something that you don't take on. This is, to me, this is the opposite of the Five, where you're putting it on yourself. This is the card where you can put it on somebody else, where you're discovering that the blame wasn't totally on you. So it's sort of like the answer to that. Let's start with Tarouk on this one again. What do you see in the upright position for this?
Definitely the Seven of Swords has to do with deception. It has to do with betrayal. It has to do with lying, you know, hidden plans, very sneakiness, okay? This is something that, you know, you deal with people who basically want something out of you, and they will lie, cheat, deceive, steal, manipulate, and do whatever they can necessary in order to get what they want out of you, okay? They will go behind your back. They will take whatever they can from you and yank it from under your feet. This is a very, very, very heavy card, basically, what I'm trying to say. But, yeah, that's what I'm seeing with this card.
Definitely.
Yes.
Aluna, what about you? What do you see for this?
Okay, so I'm going to have to be the oddball out just because of my well, how it's depicted in my deck, the Steampunk Tarot, is the characters dress a little bit more flamboyantly. So yes, there is a sense of something, information being kept, because the Swords deals with logic, communication, information. So she's holding on, and as it's kind of it goes with the saying, you don't know whose property it truly is, at least in my deck. You don't know whose property it truly is, but she. It could also be interpreted that she's confining her own intellectual property. She's not allowing the source to remain in this camp. She could have been working for the camp, but at this time, maybe they were misusing the power, and she took it upon herself to remove the swords out of that situation or remove their power out of that situation. But it also speaks on, like you guys said, subterfuge, keeping, having hidden intentions, keeping information secret, so not letting on to what your plans are. And sometimes that could be a bad, well, it could be a bad thing if you are not really trusting and you're working with other people. So again, coinciding with the five, if you are in a situation where you have to work with others, but you don't want them to get the best of you, and in this situation, mm-hmm. it's not necessarily about who can win. It's about you guys collaborating and working together, but you still choose to keep certain things from them about yourself or about your what you know about the project that you're working on at hand. So just to bring some light to the card a little bit.
Definitely. What do you see in the reversal of it?
So in the reversal, that might be a bit of a pickle. Okay, I would say in the reversal, perhaps you aren't being as guarded about your personal information as you should be. You're mm-hmm. displaying too much. You're letting people into having people, I guess others really knowing what your personal life is like, what different deep aspects of yourself are like, maybe letting on about information that could be used to potentially harm you later on or be used against you in some sort of notion. Because, again, the swords are logic, information, and things that deal with communication as well. So your swords are just probably all over the place, and you're not really keeping a close eye on them in the reversal is what I'm seeing.
Definitely. And it reminds me of a saying that they have in Santeria, which is originally in Yoruba, but I'm going to translate it as best as I can. It's about mm-hmm. covering your tracks in the sand. It's about,
right.
You may mm-hmm. think that you're being sneaky. You may think that you're getting over on somebody, but at the end of the day, everybody can see where you've been. Everybody can see
mm-hmm.
What you do. And there's even a story about one of the Orisha, and I believe it has to do with Oya, where she was in a relationship with her husband and she was always very glamorous, but she wanted to, you know, get away with her lover and move to a different village. But even when she was in that village, they still found that it was the same person because somebody recognized her because of her nails, which are always very glamorous and very well done and very well manicured. So they were able to call her on that and took away her disguise, etc. So this is a card also about being careful of the disguises that you wear, the masks that you wear, because sometimes people will call you on it. Taruk, what do you see in the reversal mm-hmm. of this card?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny you bring that up because for the reversal, you know, I see it, well, okay, upright, I see the deception, betrayal, you know, the bad things happening to you, but in the reversal, I see you as the person that's doing it. So the reversal, mm-hmm. I would look at the person and tell them, you are the one who is in the extramarital affair. You are the mistress. You are the other one. You are the one that is doing these things to a person, and you need to break free from these things that you are doing because you're causing harm and conflict, okay, in other people's lives. So for the reverse, I see the person that I'm giving the reading as the one who is causing the drama and these types of lies and deceitfulness and lying and cheating and all these things. I'll see that person, you know, the cards are telling me that you are the one that's doing it, not the victim. So that's what I'm
saying. All right, can we move on to the eight?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. This is actually my favorite card in this suit. I always like the imagery that they use in it. I always find it very beautiful in any interpretation mm-hmm. of the deck. In the Revelations Tarot, it's a woman bound on one side with swords all around her, and on the reverse of it, she's breaking free of her bonds. So this is a card definitely about bondage, about what you let tie you up, what you let your past have control over you, over what you say, etc. This is a card that can be very cathartic sometimes in the reversal aspects of it. But before I get into all of that, Aluna, why don't you tell me your interpretation of this card?
So I'm going to have to agree with you on I like this card, how it's often depicted a lot of times, because it has this sort of alluring damsel in distress motif to it, because oftentimes there's depicted a woman that she's bound and her blindfolded in the midst of these eight swords. But what's interesting to note is her feet usually are never bound, so she can't at any time walk out of the situation. But she's frozen in fear, and the swords on the outskirts, in the Rider-Waite depiction, she's sort of off from a castle that's in the background, so it's depicting isolation, depression, you using oftentimes rumors or thoughts of what you think other people are thinking about you or saying about you to confine you. So you are oftentimes not even willing to look at the truth. You're blinding yourself from the truth with the blindfold, and you're binding your hands. And it's almost like you want to play the victim role. You sort of enjoy being in that victimized role because, again, the swords are her own devices, so she placed them there herself and stood in the midst of them and sort of just is standing there giving you weepiness. So she's playing the damsel to her own to her own sort of fantasy in a sense. It's not necessary. So that's when I'm seeing the upright position.
I see. And Tarouk, do you want to tackle just the reversal of the eight?
Well, the negative, well, the reversal of the eight, this card has to do basically with accepting the situation that you are in, you know, reflecting on the changes and, you know, the perspectives, and also acknowledging that you were playing the victim role. You know what I'm saying? This is a card about reversal, taking the accountability of being in that position, that you were playing the victim role. Okay, and you need to allow yourself to accept that, embrace it, and let it go and move on, you know, with your life. So I'm just seeing this card as reverse as a card of acceptance, once again, of your victim role playing, basically, you know. Yeah.
Definitely. Let's just move quickly on to the Nine of Swords now, which I always take to be about grief. Usually it's depicted as a figure sitting in bed, crying, the swords behind them, over the past deeds, the past traumas that they've suffered. So this is definitely a sword about remembrance of the entirety of the suit. Tarouk, again, why don't you give me your interpretation of this card upright?
Okay, so the Nine of Swords, this is a card about nightmares. It's a card about depression. It's a card about looming danger. It's a card about desperation and remorse, okay? This card can also have to deal with fears of the future. So what this card has to do with more is worrying about something. You're being basically kept up. It's like in the illustration, you know, it's the person that is up in bed and they have their hands on their face and it seems like they are just distraught and they have these nine swords against the wall. So this is a card that you're basically putting the weight of the world on yourself. You are letting your worries take over your life, the stress of it could be work, it could be a failed marriage, it could be, you know, maybe you lost your job or you're late on payments. So this is a card that has to do with you feeling such a negative, depressed, it's just the worst type of feeling that you can place on yourself, because worry does not get you anywhere. You know, what is the point of you letting these false negative egregores, okay, these thought forms take over you and keep you up at night, you know? So that's what I'm seeing with this card.
Definitely. Aluna, do you want to tell me your interpretation for the negative aspects of the card, the reversal?
Okay. So the reversal of the nine, since we are going in so deep and dark and depression, dealing with depression and all the darkness aspects, I'm going to say the reversal is seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. Finally, accepting the things that you have no control over, the things you cannot change, and letting those voices stop, discontinuing to allow the voices to keep you up at night, discontinuing to allow yourself to be overwhelmed by nonsense, rumors, because again, the source deals with talking, so rumors, what people feel about you, what people think about you, worrying about issues that have no real impact on your life, these sort of things that, you know, when you are alone and you are in your quiet time, that creep up behind you and stab you in your head, because in often depiction, three of the swords are actually penetrating the woman or man, whoever's depicted in the bed, it's penetrating their head. So it's deep in their mind and deep rooted in their subconscious when they're resting at night. So you're finally breaking free from that. You are seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, but you're kind of almost still there, because it's talking about the emerging from the feeling of depression, the feeling of hopelessness, the feeling of the lack of strength or will. So finally reaching that point and navigating through. So, yeah.
Definitely. I very much feel that this is a card about letting go. This is a card of in reversal of accepting your part in the past and also realizing that not everything was on you as well. So this is definitely about a card of someone who no longer wishes to be a victim, for sure. Do we want to do the 10? Do we have enough time, you guys think?
Okay.
Okay, all right, we'll tackle it. Usually in the Ten of Swords, if I remember correctly, this is somebody being pierced through and coming through the swords. In the Greek mythic tarot that I used to have, it was someone who was bombarded on all sides by swords and was trying desperately to get away as the sun was rising in the background. In the Revelations tarot, it's two acrobats facing away from each other, one being stabbed all over, the other one pulling the swords out. So this is a card about survival. It's about doing what you need to do. Aluna, why don't you start and give me your interpretation of it?
Okay, and we're starting with the upright, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the upright position, like you said, is depicted with oftentimes a man who appears dead, being pierced by swords. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a murder scene, and it's the finale.
Yeah.
It's the requiem. Everything, so coming from, if you look at the Five of Swords and the Seven of Swords, you know, all that sneakiness and lurping around and that worry that you had in the Nine about it coming back to haunt you, it's finally caught up with you. And you're just going to have to face the fire at this point, because it's almost to say you conjured this situation up on yourself. But if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. And the sun either rising or setting, it's in the eyes of the beholder, because it's kind of like that pessimistic or optimistic thing of, is the glass half full or is it half empty? It depends on how you are looking at the situation. If it hasn't killed you and ultimately destroyed you, then there is hope and the sun is rising. But if it's a situation per se, a divorce or a marriage or a relationship that you've been striving to keep, but the other person just wants to be done with it, then it's like beating a dead horse at this point, because there's so many swords that have pierced this person and, you know, they're obviously not coming back to life. So that's what I see for the upright. Mm-hmm.
Very much. Taruk, what is your interpretation of the card?
Well, I think you guys pretty much spoke on the upright. I'll give you the reverse. The reverse basically is about accepting that loss, accepting that defeat, and moving on. It's about standing up and removing those swords out of your back and moving forward in your life, okay? You're still carrying those wounds. You are still carrying that burden. Those swords are just in you, and they're still hurting. It's old pain. But once you deal with it, once you have basically dealt with it, you can remove them and heal. So the 10 reverse is a card about healing from traumatic injury, whether that be emotional, you know, mental, or spiritual. So there is a lining to this card at the end of it.
always, even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise. And I think we're out of time. Thank you all so much for joining us. Next week, we'll begin on the court cards. I am your host, Rowan Nix, here with Aluna Odette.
Good night.
And Tarouk Fashal.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.